Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So we got Amber looking for a second date update with a guy named Ryan. Hello, Amber.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing good.
Good.
So tell us about Ryan. How'd you two meet and how'd that first date go?
Yeah, so I met Ryan on Tinder and I thought he was so sexy. He has this dark hair, blue eyes, and a beard, and I don't know, the beard thing really does it for me, you know? So I was excited to get together with him for drinks, and I never go into this with any sort of expectations. I don't even know what I'm looking for with each of these guys, you know? Sometimes I meet a guy and he'd be a great friend or friend with benefits, or, you know, sometimes I think I just want to bang the guy once and that's it. But on rare occasions, I think there could maybe be something more, like an actual relationship. And Ryan definitely fell into that category. He was so much more than just really hot. He seemed so kind, and he seemed to really care about people and the environment, and he's smart. I don't know. We had so many deep conversations, and I just felt like we really connected, and I was really comfortable with him. And I totally probably could have f***ed him that night, but he didn't make a move, and I thought that was a good thing, and I thought for sure that I'd see him again. Mm-hmm. So I got like a hug at the end, and I said, "See you soon, I hope." And he said, "Sounds good." And that was it. I've texted him a couple times, but he's not getting back to me, and I'm sad.
So when you guys say goodbye, where were you? Like, were you at your place or his place, or did you?
No. We were standing outside the bar.
Gotcha. Okay.
I like that you go into these dates
completely
with
open-minded.
No expectations.
Whatever comes of it. I think that's very smart of them.
Open to all possibilities. Yeah. Takes the pressure off, too.
Well, I have so many friends that want to meet their husband. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not how you go into this. Or it's never going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love that you're actually open to having something deeper with this guy that you discovered later. Really cool.
You know, when you meet someone worthy, it would be great.
Absolutely. So you felt this real connection, like you guys were vibing pretty much until the very end, correct?
Yeah.
And it's been about how long since then?
It's been like 2 weeks.
And you've not heard a word from him since then, huh?
No, not a word.
Mm-hmm. All right, then let's just take the break. When we come back, we'll call him up, see what he has to say, right? Got nothing to lose.
Let's check it out.
All right, that's coming up next as we continue Second Date Update. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. So Amber met this guy, Ryan, on Tinder, and Amber didn't really have any expectations going into the date. She's not necessarily looking for anything specific, not necessarily looking for a relationship. Sometimes she's happy with just a hookup. She was very honest about that. But with Ryan, I don't know, there was something there. Good-looking guy, you know, kind of fits her type. Tall, dark, handsome with a beard. Thought there could be something there because of the way they were connecting and communicating and just really vibing. Had a very deep convo where she felt like they connected. They didn't do anything that night. They could have. She could have pursued it, but she didn't because she thought, I don't know, this guy might be something special. When they said goodbye outside the bar, they gave each other a hug. And I forget, how did you phrase it? He said, sounds good. What did you say to him, and what did he say to you?
I just said, see you soon, I hope. And he said, sounds good.
Yeah, okay. That was it. Yeah, that was that. And it's been a couple of weeks now. Amber has not heard from Ryan since then.
Nope.
How many text messages or voicemails have you left the guy? Just curious.
I've sent a few texts. Three.
Okay. Ready to call him up?
Yes.
Are you nervous? Do you have any expectations?
No, I'm just curious.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Ryan, please?
This is him. Who is this?
Hey, Ryan, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you?
Jeff and Jen. I'm on the radio.
Yeah, if you're cool with that. Are you cool with that?
Wow.
Is that all right?
I guess so. I love the show.
Excellent. Cool. Well, thank you so much for agreeing to talk to us. We appreciate that.
Oh, no. Is this one of those second date updates?
In 3, 2, 1. Oh, no. Is this a second date update?
Oh, no.
It is a second date update, Ryan.
There's so many other dates that I've ghosted that I would rather talk about than this one. I can't believe this is the one you're calling about.
How do you know? How do you know who we're calling about?
I got a hunch.
Are we both talking about Amber?
Yep.
Okay, so what happened? You guys seem to really click, according to what Amber was saying. She said you guys got into this deep conversation and seemed to really connect, and I don't know.
Yeah, we did. It was going, she's really nice, and I didn't want to make her feel like I was judging her, and that's what kind of why I just ghosted her and didn't tell her what freaked me out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But she told me some things about some fetishes that she's in and things that she would kind of want to do, and she shared sort of all this stuff. And I feel like I'm a little bit adventurous with that type of stuff, but there was a few things that I just can't. And like I said, to each their own, I don't want to judge the way someone lives their life, but there was just a few things that were a deal breaker for me.
Wow, you guys went deep. I mean, when she said you went had a deep combo, you went like deep, deep.
Yeah, it got deep. Deeper than I've ever gotten on a first date.
So meaning,
which I sort of appreciated. It just, like I said, it's just not for me.
So you're saying that you guys talked about sexual stuff that what she was into and you just decided or discovered throughout that conversation that you were not into the same things? And
yeah, she said exact things that she would want to do that were just not up my alley.
It's funny because we were just kind of having a conversation about this kind of stuff on the air like a week or two ago.
Yeah.
And what were you calling it? The sexual drought?
Yeah, they call it the sexual drought, the sexual recession. People under the age of 35 are having less sex than ever before.
And one of the reasons they thought...
One of the driving factors is people feel more free to kind of venture into their kink or uniqueness about their sexuality.
Right.
It is. You know, they're not necessarily able to find that mutual interest from a partner. And so they're spending more time indulging those things kind of on their own or through porn.
Yeah. And it gets weird, too, because I don't want to make her feel bad about it, but I also don't want to be a part of it. So it's a strange situation that I had never been in.
Now, did you appreciate finding out that information on your very first date? Or
I did. Yeah, I definitely did, because we didn't waste each other's time by finding out about it a month later. And also, too, it wasn't completely out of left field. We were kind of diving deep into this conversation. So it wasn't like we were just talking about normal first date stuff and then she inserts it in. It just was more of like, this is, you know, I like this and this would be important to me to do something like this. And it was like, whoa, like a little too much, which I feel weird even saying, because I think a lot of guys would just be like, great, she's into you. But I don't know, it got a little weird.
Okay, that's fair. I'm not even asked what they are because it's none of our business. Amber?
Obviously, I'm really disappointed, but, you know, I guess I get it. I wish you would have said something in the moment, so I wouldn't have been wondering in the last 2 weeks, but can I just ask you what I said or what was just a big no for you out of curiosity?
You mean like what specifically?
How many different things did you laundry list for the guy to choose from?
Are you into nasolingus?
The conversation definitely got sexual, but he was too, so... Ooh.
So you want to know which one was it? Was there just one that was kind of a no-go, or were there a couple on her list that were just completely unappealing to you?
Maybe it was a combo move.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't want me to go there, do you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I have anything to lose, so I'm curious.
Okay, I would say it was the beard thing that really got me.
The beard thing? Oh, because you have a beard?
The beard thing. Because that was another thing we just talked about recently. How funny, the beards, because women are more attracted to men, most attracted to men who have, like, what, 10-day stubble. Do you have 10-day stubble or a full beard?
I have a full beard, but the beard thing wasn't just having a beard. The beard thing was she wanted me to into my beard so she could...
I didn't need to know that. I gotta go. And I was so curious.
Sorry, Amber. We're not judging, I swear. I'm sorry.
Curiosity killed the cat.
What you asked for.
I know.
Well, we didn't.
I told you.
She did.
Well, I'm sorry.
You guys asked.
You know, we were being honest with each other. If you're not into it, you're not into it.
Yep.
I admire Amber's openness. I do. I'm even a little jealous of it because I don't think I could ever be that open.
Does that have a name, by the way?
You don't know? You've never heard of it?
I've never heard of
that. Don't worry about it. Obviously, you can't handle it, so I don't think you should be so concerned with it.
Ooh. Wow, I'm so interested.
To a point.
Yeah, but now that I know, I want to know how she learned about this, how often
she come
does
up with it
happen.
On her own.
But I don't need to know. I'm just going to Google it for myself.
That's fine. You guys will be into it, too.
All right, well, Ryan, we appreciate you taking the call. We really do, and I'm sorry, Amber, that this didn't turn into a second date. But you both sound like really cool people, and we wish you both the best moving forward.
Good luck, Amber. I'm sorry.
Good luck.
Thanks,
yeah,
Ryan.
For sure.
Okay. Dating, it's not easy, and sometimes you got to call in people to help. That's what we're here for. So if you need
I learned so much from Second Date Update.
I know, right? If you need us to intervene, it really is as simple as just sending us an email. Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.